We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
The Salesforce community is the best place to connect, engage, and learn about all things Salesforce. And we're here with Holly Firestone, director of the Salesforce community, to talk about how you can utilize the community to get ready for Dreamforce. Thanks so much for being with me.
Very excited to be here. Thank you.
All right, let's start from the beginning. What is the Salesforce community?
Salesforce community is a lot of things, but really it's millions of trailblazers, actually millions that are in the Salesforce ecosystem and they're connecting, networking, and helping each other and learning from each other to be the best that they can be with Salesforce.
And that really entails a lot of things. What parts of the Salesforce community are people utilizing?
Really, like I said, it's millions of people, so many, but some of the highlights would be answers and the idea exchange where people can share ideas for our products and vote for them, and then different collaboration groups, and then our user and developer groups that are meetups that are happening in person and online all over the world. And like I said, just connecting with each other, learning from each other, sharing tips and tricks, and helping people be the best that they can in their Salesforce careers.
That is amazing. And this community comes out in full force for Dreamforce. And particularly these community leaders, who are they and what do they do?
We have hundreds of community leaders that come out for Dreamforce and really thousands of community leaders out in the community as well. It's pretty incredible. So, you know, in thinking of community leaders, I would start with our MVPs. And those are leaders in the community that have been rewarded and recognized for all of the contributions that they've made to our community. They are contributing their knowledge and their time and their expertise at exceptional levels throughout the community and really helping people grow and learn and advance their careers. And then another group that is just an absolutely amazing group of leaders in our community is our community group leaders. And those are members of the community who volunteer their time to run community groups both online and in person all over the world. And they're really owning everything for those groups. They're managing the logistics and the agendas and the content. So they are community run, community focused, and community driven. And it's really, really incredible the work that they do. And like I said, it's all over the world.
All right, so they are coming from all over the world to Dreamforce. Why are they making this voyage for just 4 days?
Well, I think for a lot of the reasons that everybody's making the voyage, you know, for the 4 days, there's so much to learn and do, but they're participating at a completely different level and in completely different ways. A lot of them have been to a lot of different Dreamforces, but some it's their first time too, so they're there to learn and engage. But then we've got our community leaders that are participating in tons of things from beginning of the day to end of the day throughout the whole conference, from helping with hands-on trainings to speaking everywhere across the campus on any topic that you could possibly imagine, and then running events and meetups for their groups as well or different interests. We have a community fun run group, and it's a group of people that train all the way up to Dreamforce and then do a fun run together during Dreamforce. Tons of communities and groups like that in the success community and, you know, everywhere in the Salesforce community that get together. And so they're really, it runs the gamut what these leaders are doing, but they're pretty busy the whole time and definitely wanting to connect with people that they can bring into their communities back home as well.
And one of my favorite things about that is that, yes, the Salesforce community is online, but this is an opportunity for them to bring that offline.
Yeah, and the community groups are a mix. They're online, offline. So there are groups that are meeting in person all around the world on a regular basis that these community leaders are running. And then there's online groups, and they don't always have the opportunity to meet in person. So Dreamforce is a great place for them to get together as well.
All right, so we have a lot of people that are watching this saying, how do I use this? How do I use the Salesforce community to make sure that I'm the most prepared for Dreamforce? I'm making the most out of the conference. How do people do that before, during, and after?
There's a lot of different ways to get connected in the community, and Dreamforce is a great start. If you've never been to Dreamforce and you're looking for tips and tricks, our community has them. They've got tons of information on what you can expect and what you should pack and things to look out for and what to do, but then it's also a great opportunity to connect with people. So there's groups in the community that you can join, like the All Dreamforce group. There's also the first time at Dreamforce group, the Flying Solo group, if you're going to Dreamforce alone. And tons of groups that our community has started to get people connected before the event. So you can go into the community, sign up, and start joining those groups and connecting with people from there.
And we have those groups across all verticals, all sizes of companies. So you can go in and be, and for example, if you are working in finance and you want to meet other people specifically that are working in finance that are heading to Dreamforce so you can connect, you can find that group.
Yep, absolutely. And then the community groups that are meeting regularly across the globe, we have tons of different kinds of those groups as well. And it's great to join your local group before Dreamforce if you're not already involved, because then you can see who's going from your neighborhood to Dreamforce and join forces with them as well. So we've got all kinds of groups all over the world. There's developer groups, there's user groups, there's nonprofit groups, women in tech groups, Pardot groups, marketing cloud groups. So they're everywhere. And you can join the success community to start connecting with them online. Or if you want to go to one of your local meetups, go to salesforceusergroups.com and you can see the one that's closest to you there. If there isn't one, you can always start one. And you can do that from that site as well.
That is awesome. So once we get to Dreamforce, how do people utilize the Salesforce community?
So tons of different ways, again, because there's so much going on at Dreamforce and our community really touches everything. So there's great ways to connect on site. Like I said, there's community groups that'll be meeting up during Dreamforce, and then community leaders that will be all around Dreamforce as well and be pretty active in the community and the lead up, so you know where they are. If you do want to meet your local community leader, or if they're running a group that's virtual or online, if you want to meet them while you're there. So a bunch of different ways, both connecting before, during, and after in the community groups, trying to network before so you can meet people while you're there. And then there'll be different meetups on site. After Dreamforce, all of these community groups will, you know, have different events that'll cover what was hot and exciting at Dreamforce, different content and things that were going on there. So you can connect with your local group if you're not able to go to Dreamforce too and get some of that excitement back home.
And it's great that these leaders are online. So if you, let's say, you attend one of their sessions and you have questions, not only can you see them at Dreamforce, but you can utilize the community to ask those questions post-event.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can use the community to ask any question, anytime. So I would recommend, you know, jumping in.
What shoes should you wear?
Exactly. Honestly, yes. Those are the types of things that come up in the tips and tricks. Bring a surge protector. I mean, things I would have never thought of, but we've got these people that have been involved in going to Dreamforce every single year and have just absolute best tips in the community.
They really do. Okay, yeah. So how do we get involved and started right now?
The best way probably to get started would be to join the community. So going to success.salesforce.com, you'll have some questions if you've never signed in before that ask about your interests and your focus areas, so you can get some groups recommended to you, people to follow recommended to you. I would highly recommend making sure to add a profile picture, because it is a community, and if you want to network and connect with people, they'll want to see who you are. And
so they can recognize you.
Exactly. So when you do see each other on site, they'll recognize you as well, which is always fun, the small picture and trying to recognize people from that. But it works, and it's a great way to connect. And so I would get started there, and then, of course, joining your local community group as well.
All right. So what are you most excited about for the community leaders, MVPs, user groups, and the Salesforce community in general for Dreamforce this year?
Well, to be totally selfish, what I'm most excited about is seeing everybody. It truly is a family reunion. I'm not just saying that. Like, it's one of the most exciting times of the year. I'm getting everybody together, people who have never met before, who've only been talking across the globe online, seeing everybody connect. It truly is an ohana, and you do get that feeling and that sense once you're finally at Dreamforce and seeing everybody. And the lead up to Dreamforce is always crazy for everybody who's preparing their sessions, getting ready to do all of this traveling. But once you're there, it's absolutely worth it. And it really is the best time of the year to see everybody, to connect, and to meet new people as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Holly.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.